we saw yesterday, Machlokes Shari Sari and the Goyim, how to understand the Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi asks, what's the difference between the Mishnah, that if you make a Baruch Yadam and a Peel and your Yetzei, but you have it, and Ula, who says that the Mevarach Hazeh, V'chayzeh Mevarach Hazeh, and the Baruch of the Tzlein apparently doesn't pat to the Zayas. So Rashi says, there you made the Baruch Yadam directly on the apple. But over here, you're making the Baruch on the Tzlein, it doesn't pat to the apple. So the Goyim understood, because you don't have in mind the apple. When you make the bracha directly on the apple, obviously you want the Baruch Yadam to go on the apple. You're making it on the apple. When you make that dam on the tznayin, so we assume you're only making it on the tznayin, you're not making the apple, because it's not really the right bracha for an apple. But if you really had in mind the apple too, so then the bracha would be chal, and then you would be yaitzei. And the Shagasai understands in Rashi, Taisus quotes the Rashi. Shagasai is medayik in Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that it's totally in kavon. Rashi should have said it's totally in his kavon. Rashi's mashma that that's the din. If you make the bracha on the tznayin, it doesn't part of the apple. So yesterday I want to bring a raya to the Shagasai's havana of Rashi. Shagasai himself learned it up in Rashi and Taisus. In Taisus, what I said yesterday has no makom. So I'm not saying this is what the chasid, the Shagasai. The Shagasai treats Rashi and Taisus the same. He's just medayik in their loshim. So Shagasai didn't have in mind what I'm saying. But I thought, l'chayra, that there's a raya from Rashi, the way we learn Rashi, the way Nachas David understood Rashi, which is the Pashtus Tachar in Rashi, that there's a very big raya to the Mahalach of the Shagasai. But I don't know if I said it so clearly yesterday, partly because some of it came to me during Shir, so that's, in a way that's nice, but in a way it makes it harder to explain it clearly. So I want to present how the raya goes. The raya has eight steps. It's not a hard raya, but break it down very, very fine. The raya has eight steps, so maybe we'll just put on the board. What's the raya? So first of all, step one is that it's Ula and Rashi that the main chiddush of Ula is that the bracha of the snow does not part to the zayis. That's the main chiddush of Ula. We saw it in the Rashi about Pshita. Rashi says, you can't ask an Ula Pshita, because Ula is telling me a big chiddush, that the bracha of the Tznayin doesn't part to the Zayis. It's not like the Mishnah about the Amdat Mem. So it's Mavur Peperish and Rashi, but that's the chiddush of Ula. The Fit Taisus, for example, like Ula saying that, by Bechaseim Shavas, that's where you have the Machlekes. By Ein Bechaseim Shavas, everybody agrees to make the bracha on the Chavav. So you'll ask me, what's the Chiddush of Ula? The Chiddush of Ula is that everybody agrees to make the bracha on the Chabib. That's the Chiddush. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi, the Chiddush of Ula is that the Tznayin doesn't part to the Zayis, it's different than the Mishnah. So that's step number one. Rashi says, in the Rashi about the, that we're not there, the Rashi about Pshita, Rashi says, that Iker Chiddush of Ula, is that Birchas Tznayin, not like the Mishnah on, and it's different than the Mishnah that meant. Step number two. It's also Mashman the Gemara that because of that Chiddush of Ula, therefore there's no Machlokes Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda by Ein Birchaseim Shabbos. The Gemara seems to put those two things together. Because that's what Ula said. Ula said that machlekes b'shebichesem shavus, aval b'she'ein b'chesem shavus. The Kuli Alma agrees that mevarach hazeh v'chayzum mevarach hazeh. Mevarach hazeh v'chayzum mevarach hazeh means that you have to make two brachas. The stone doesn't pat to the zayis. It's moved from the lashon of Ula that therefore it's moved from the lashon of Ula that therefore there's no machlekes habiyudin chachamim. Since you're making two brachas because the stone doesn't pat to the zayis. So therefore, there's no machlekes between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Making two brachas, so there's no machlekes. It's mashma Gemara. The kevon, the birchas hatznayin and the teres hazayis. If you have to make two brachas, so therefore. There's no machlekes. Le'nechalku, Rabbi Yehuda v'Chachamim be'ein v'chaseim Shabbos. V'chaseim Shabbos. Furthermore, make this a bit. Saba.
through A, sub through B.
That's also mavur in the Rashi later about pliki by pliki, because the Gemara who brings them the chaylkim on ula, the other opinion that the machlekes is the machlekes yudah chum is even by end of chesem shabbos. The Gemara says pliki by my pliki. How could they be arguing by end of chesem shabbos? And Rashi says because isn't it obvious that one bracha doesn't that one bracha doesn't pater both. Meaning ula is a difficulty that why is it so obvious? Before Rashi said it's a chiddush, now all of a sudden it became obvious. Any of that. But a kapanim, Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha. Pligi, v'may pligi, how is there a room here? So the Gemara answers lahaktim, that there's a new concept of lahaktim, which the Gemara to them didn't know. But when the Gemara doesn't know about lahaktim, then, so the Gemara says, how can there be a machlekes hacham and avidu b'ayim b'cheseyim shavis? So Rashi explains, because you're making two brachas. That meaning the bracha of the stone doesn't pat to the zayis. It's the mavur that if the bracha of the stone did pat to the zayis, not like gula, then we would understand pligi and my pligi. We would understand that there's a makom here for machlekes of yudin chachamim.
So understand this verse. Chaim luvur berashi. If you're a master, pligi and my pligi. Not really a step. It's just a something. It's one of my 8 steps. I don't know if you guys can read it from here. Except the. So therefore, if you put these two things together, that's just therefore saying. Therefore it follows that if the bruch of the tznoim would pat to the zayas, not like Ulus Chiddush, if the bruch of, there's no tzavamina that the zayas could pat to the tznoim. That's obviously not on the screen. You know, that a very page could pat to the tznoim. The Nidin of Ula is, the Mishnah sounds like a Hadomo could pater at eight, so the Bracha of the Stone could pater the Zayas. Ula's Kiddush is that it's not like that. Remember, the Nachmas David was even diagnosed like a Shmach and Rashi. When Rashi's been telling me, why is it different than the Mishnah? It's not Rashi asking a Kashi. He's explaining Ula's Kiddush. The whole Kiddush of Ula is that it's not like the Mishnah. So those are our two choices. You could say like the Mishnah that the Stone pater the Zayas, but Ula's Machadish know that the Stone does not pater the Zayas, and therefore there's no Machlekes of Yudin Chacham. So therefore, it comes out that if not for Ula, according to the Ilu, Birchas Hatznayim, the Paris Hazayas, not like Ula, L'chachomim, are you Milorach al Hatznayim? Is it the Chobib? Rabbi Yehuda ala Zayas. That's how it comes out. There's no machlokes by him because Em Shalvis, but had their because of Ula, there's no machlokes by him because Em Shalvis. Because the Snoin doesn't pat to the Zayas. But if the Snoin would pat to the Zayas, the Bruch of the Snoin would pat to the Zayas, that according to Chachom, then there would be over here machlekes Chachom and Rabbi Yehuda. Chachom would say make the bracha on the stone which is chovev and pata the zayis, because the bracha same shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda would say no, you can't do that because you're making the bracha on the not minshiva and patering the minshiva. So therefore, dafka don't make the bracha on the stone and pata the zayis. Make the bracha on the zayis to avoid that problem. So we're from the Meis feeling about. The Gemara brings a brisa. The Varach Lasnoyin play to his eyes, and the Gemara says the Kasha and Ula, because according to Ula, the bracha of the Tznoin, it's a Kasha and Ula. Because there it's mashma that according to the Chachamim, you have to be Mavarach on the Tznoin in order to make the bracha on the Zayin, in order to make the bracha on the Chachamim. That's the Meis feeling. If not for Ula, we were good. It's Chacham and Abiyuda. Chacham say you make the bracha on the stone. Abiyuda says you make the bracha on the zayis. Chavav and Minshiva. Ula says no. The bracha of the stone doesn't pat to the zayis. You have to make two brachas, so it's against the brisa. But apparently, if not for Ula, the brisa would be good. You make the bracha on the stone, and you pat to the zayis, and that would stim with, and that would be not like Ula. That would mean that there's a, that would stim with the machlokes being by every chesem shavas also. that's the case, step four, I think it's only going to be seven steps. Step four, that we have a question, that leads to a question. How could you say that if not for Ulav, we make the bracha on the tznoim, which is chaviv, in order to pop to the zayis? But how could you do that? You're not doing the me'ein b'chosev on the zayis lechatchila. How could we say prescriptively that chachamim say you should make the bracha on the tznoim in order to pop to the zayis? Right, that's what we're coming up. That smashma, the way Rashi sets up the Gemara smashma, that Ula says the tznoim does not pop to the zayis, so therefore it's not shayach to machlokes chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. But if not for Ula, if not for Ula's Kiddush, had it didn't be that the Tznoim pata's the Zayis. Not for Ula's Kiddush, I would have said the Tznoim does pata the Zayis, like the Mishnah of Mem, that a Bari Padoma pata's the Zayis. But it's more in the Gemara that had that been the case, then there would be a Machlekes Yehuda Chachamim by Yem B'Chesem Shavuos too, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, like the Brisa says, you would make the Bracha on the Tznoim and pata the Zayis, and that would be a good thing to do because you want to make a Bracha on the Chaviv. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, that's a bad thing to do because you can't make a Bracha on a non-Min Shiva to pata your Min Shiva, therefore you have to do it the other way around. So the question is, how can we prescribe that you should make the bracha on the tznoim, the chaviv, in order to pat the zayis, but you're being machzir the pirut on the zayis? What happened to the din of mei b'chayisiv? You have to make a specific bracha on the zayis. The mishnah is only for the eved. Even the mishnah that says you can make adom on a priyetz is only for the eved. The chatchil, you have to make a priyetz on a priyetz. So how over here could we say that if not for ulo, you would have made a bracha on the tznoim in order to make the bracha on the chaviv and pat the zayis? How could you do that? Eich Efshalema. You'll molly ulo, not the ulo. Haya hadin lechachamim. Getting one. The Baruch Alat Snaim. Dafra. Stay the Baruch Alat Chaviv. He's leaving out the pirut of the zayis. It must be so. What must be the answer? So the answer has to be that kevan shemavarach halas, since you're making the bracha on the snowing, not on the zayis. So even though it patas the zayis nimela, but that's not called that you are machzir the pirut. That's not called you violated me'ein brachaisa. I'm not making a bracha on the zayis, I'm making a bracha on the tznoim. The zayis gets nifta mimela. So that's okay, I'm allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make adom on the zayis. But I'm allowed to make adom on the tznoim and patas the zayis. And therefore, had it didn't be that the tznoim patas the zayis, Ula says it doesn't. But had it didn't been, not like Ula, that the tznoim patas the zayis, so it's making a bari pri adom on the tznoim would not be forbidden, because there would be no problem of not making the right bracha on the zayis. I'm not making the bracha on the zayis. I'm making the bracha on the tznoim. The zayis gets nifta mimela, and then it would be recommended procedure to do it that way, like the simple reading of the brayse, mevarach al tznoim, upay teres zayis. That would be what you should do in order to make the bracha on the chaviv. Okay, we should mevarach al tznoim. Okay, zayis nifta mimela. Einoi nechshav chisan pirut. So now there's a question. Now we get to a new question. So now, what did Ula tell me? Ula told me that no, when you make the bracha on the tznoim, it does not pata the zayis. Mevarach hazeh v'chayzeh mevarach hazeh. But okay, it doesn't. But the goyim says it doesn't pata. The reason why when you make the bracha on the tznoim, it doesn't pata the zayis is because you didn't have the zayis in mind. But the way we're setting everything up, why don't you dafka have the zayis in mind? You should dafka have the zayis in mind in order to pata the zayis. You won't be violating a chesaron of pirut because you're making the bracha on the tznoim. The zayis nifta mimela. So have the zayis in mind. You'll pata the zayis, and then you'll be makayim making a bracha on the chaviv. So So the filach, why does Ula say Mavarach Hazeh V'chazim Mavarach Hazeh? You make the bracha on the Tznoin, and then you make another bracha on the Zayis, because you didn't have the Zayis in mind. I would think that you should dafka have the Zayis in mind. You're not going to violate any surah by patering the Zayis with the Bari Piyadama. Of course, you're not normally able to pater a Zayis with the Bari Piyadama, because you're master of the Piyot. But we just established that as long as you make the bracha on the Tznoin, and the Zayis is just a byproduct, so then there's no problem with being master of the Piyot. And we've also established that if that's the case, it's really better to make the bracha on the Tznoin in order to make the bracha on the Chovev. So Ula said, no, but you can't do it because the Tznoin doesn't pater the Zayis. But the Goyen says that that's only because you didn't have Kavanah. But if you had Kavanah, the Tznoin would pater the Zayis. So that's the question. Ula. It all follows ineluctably from the Chazal. So it will hire that the conclusion has to be step 7. Therefore, must be that I feel you have in Mazayas. Ain't Mazayas Nifta. One word. Ula's Mechadish, that even if you had Kavanah for the Zayas, the Bruch and the Snoy does not part of the Zayas, the way the Shavisai and the Sidrash. So, therefore, that's not an option. So, you have to make both Bruchas. The Snoy will not part of the Zayas certainly will part of the Snoy. So you have to make two brachas. Once you're making two brachas, the domail of chavavim and shiva, because that's Ula's, but Ula doesn't have the concept of lachdim. So if you, and that's like the shadi side. So first, you're right to the kriter of shadi side and a kasha in the guy. This sounds like a very long chain of events, but it's really not so complicated. The way Rashi learns of the sugya, the main chiddush of Ula is that the tznoi doesn't part of the zayis, but it's mavur from the whole sugya and from Rashi constantly that it then follows, and that it's only because of that the machlekes v'nicham doesn't apply to tznoi and zayis. But if the tznoi would part of the zayis, Ula would have been wrong, and the tznoi would have part of the zayis, like it's like along the lines of the Mishnah on that man. Had the Tznoi been able to pater the Zayas, then Chacham and Rabbi Huda would have argued what bracha, which how to make the bracha. Chacham would have said, make the bracha dafka on the Tznoi, pater the Zayas, get the Ma'il of Chavav. And Rabbi Huda would say, dafka, don't do that, because you're gonna have a chisorn of making a bracha on a min shiva, and a non min shiva, and patering a min shiva. So the question is, okay, so even after Ula should do that. Even after Ula, that the Tznoi doesn't pater the Zayas, it's only because he didn't have Kavanah. But if you had Kavanah, so then the Tznoi would pater the Zayas. So why shouldn't that be the right thing to do? After all, you want to get the Ma'il of Chavav. You see from the whole sugya, had the bracha of the Tznoi been able to pater the Zayas, you would dafka want to make the bracha on the Tznoi first, and k'chaparayim, the Ma'il of Chavav. So that should be what you should do according to Ula also. Kocher must be that according to Ula, you can't do it, because Ula is not only saying that the bracha of the Tznoi doesn't pater the Chavav if you don't have this, the bracha of the Tznoi doesn't pater the Zayis when you don't have the Zayis in mind. Even if you have the Zayis in mind, the bracha of the Tznoi doesn't pater the Zayis. Kocher, it's a cash on the guy. So what can we say for the guy?
I don't know if this helps, but I think in step 5 we said that you're not really missing out on the mitzvah of Pirut,
right.
if you're patering.
Right.
Can we also just say that maybe Chavav is more important than skipping over?
Yeah, we could say it that way. It's not going to help. We could say that in the Sukkah. Maybe Chavav is more important than Pirut. I don't think that. It's hard for me to believe that would be true, but maybe we could say it like that. But for the Cheshbon, it's going to come out the same way. It's not going to help us. So I think the answer for the Goyim is going to have to be, assuming we're going to read Rashi the way we've been reading Rashi, I think the answer for the Goyim will be, and the Goyim says Beferish that Rashi means only because he didn't have Kavanah for the Zayis. If you had Kavanah for the Zayis, then the Zayis, the Tznoi would part of the Zayis. So I think the answer is here in Taka in step 5.
We're saying since you're mevarach on the tznoin and the zayis is niftan in melos, and therefore it's not called the chisar and the pirut, that's only because you didn't have kavanah for the zayis. But Ula says that in order for the tznoin to part of the zayis, you have to have kavanah for the zayis. You know, it's explicit kavanah for the zayis. Well, the minute you have explicit kavanah for the zayis, then the bracha is going on the zayis also. It's not just the zayis niftum imelo. If I had explicit kavanah for the zayis, then the zayis is then I'm making the bracha on the zayis too, and then there is a chisaron appear. Then I'm not allowed to make a bracha adam on the zayis. If not for ula, I would say the bracha on the snoyin patas the zayis mimelo. Like the din, when you make a bracha on one slice, it patas all the other slices mimelo. Like we've already had many times in the past. You don't make a bracha on all the bread you're going to eat during the whole meal, then you won't be allowed to talk. You make a bracha on the first slice, everything else is niftum imelo. Or we had the Yerushalmi, you make a bracha on the first piece, everything else niftum imelo. If the first piece drops in the blood, then you have to make a new bracha. So the bracha is on that piece. So if not frula, I would have said, you make a bracha on the stein, you're not making a bracha on the zayis at all. The zayis is niftum imelo. So that's not called the chizorna pirut. I'm not violating the embryo chayisiv. I'm not making the zayis a bracha on the zayis at all. I'm only making a bracha on the stein. The zayis is niftum imelo. If the zayis is niftum imelo, there's no problem with the embryo chayisiv. And therefore, maybe that's the good thing to do, make the bracha on the tznoin, because the tznoin is chaviv. It's better to make the bracha on the chaviv and have the ene chaviv niftum imelo, according to the chachamim, and according to the people that are on the contrary. So, without ula, I would have said that they say that Rabbi Yehuda Chacham should argue by ene b'chaseim Shabbos, that according to the chacham, you should make the bracha on the tznoin, which is chaviv, you'll pata the zayis mimelo, you won't violate the din of ene b'chaseim, because you're not making the bracha on the zayis. And that would be the way to go. And therefore, Chacham would say, you should make the bracha on the sign. And Rebbe Huda would say, no, Dafka, don't make the bracha on the sign. But now that Ula's mechadesh, that if you make the bracha on the sign, the zayis is not niftum imelo. That's Ula's whole chiddush, like Rashi says. So, but says they're going, that's only if you don't have the zayis in mind. If you have the zayis in mind, then the Adama does part of the zayis. What I'm meaning is, yeah, if you have the zayis in mind, then the Adama does part of the zayis. But then it's not that the zayis is niftum imelo. Then it's called that you're making the bracha on the zayis. That's the way the Gaon understood the Rashi. The pshat in Ula is the reason why you normally make adam on an apple. You say you make a bracha on the tznoim. The apple is not the apple is not nifter. The apple is not nifter because even though normally when you make a bracha on one fruit, all the other fruits are nifter mimela. But that's only if they're in the same bracha. I made a bracha on a tznoin, which is Adama, the priya eights are not niftum imelo. That's Ula's chiddush. Now, says the Gaon, but you can circumvent that. You could have in mind the zayis. Of course you could have in mind the zayis. But if you have in mind the zayis, then you're making the bracha directly on the zayis. Then it's no longer called that it's niftum imelo. Well, if you're making the bracha directly on the zayis, then there is a din of emein b'chayisiv. Then you're not allowed to make a bari priya adama. So therefore, it says Ula Lemaisa. You can't. You're not supposed to make the bracha on the snoyin and part of the zayis. Marashach. If you're not going to have the zayis in mind, so the bracha of the snoyin taka won't part of the zayis, and you have to make a bracha based on the zayis anyway. So and there's no lachtim. Ula didn't dream about lachtim. So you have to make two brachas. So what does it matter which one you make first? Even if you make the bracha on the snoyin first, the zayis not niftum imela. So there's no advantage to making bracha on the snoyin first. On the other hand, it's a marashach. If you're not going to have the zayis in mind, says Ula, the snoyin won't part of the zayis. If you will have the zayis in mind, so then the snoyin will patter the zayis. But that's not lechatchila procedure, because even though the snoyin is chaviv, but by having the zayis in mind and making a bari pi adama, you're violating the embryo chaysov. So yes, if you had the zayis in mind, you would be geisim, which is what it says in Shacharach. But that doesn't mean it's a good thing to do, because if you're having the zayis in mind, then you're making the bracha on the zayis. If you're making the bracha on the zayis, then you should make a bari pi eitz, thank you. Not a bari pi adama. Chaviv doesn't outweigh that. So that's how the Gaon will get out of this right. The Gaon will say, the Gaon seven will be, the Gaon seven will be that Yimonoshach ein sorech lahakdim asnei. In like even lazayis, like nifter lazayis, the sarach shtei brachas. So and there's no din of lachim. The in keeping lasnoyim, the in keeping lazayis,
tzorich levorech me'ein bechaisach. And if we have to make Baruch Yates, in which case again you need two brachas, Baruch Yates for the Zayis and Baruch Adomah for the Tznayim. So one way or another, you have to make a Baruch Adomah the Tznayim and a Baruch Yates. And the Zayis, that's how the Gaon will look. So that'll be in the Kudus HaMachaykas here, how that's how I think the Gaon will get out of this riot of the Shabbat Zayim.
Where's he referring to the Zerah? We already knew that the Mishnah was together?
What?
Well,
that everyone knows the mission is there. That the mission that mem is for sure b'diavad. It says in a priya you're supposed to make a bari priyas. If you made a bari priyadama, you yotzer. Yalkul mam shakal niyinu b'dvar yotzer. We all yotzer. The mission was always b'diavad. But Rashi learned up in the Gemara that it's only b'diavad to make a dama on a zayis. It's not a b'diavad to make a bracha on the tznoi, and then the zayis will be niftu mimela. Yeah, you could do even lechatchila, and maybe you should do a lechatchila because you get the because then you're making the bracha on the chaviv and patering the ene chaviv. Comes on ulanis mechadish that when you make the bracha on the shnoi, there's ice and not niftim
imela. Doesn't that just follow? If you say it's that is imela, then why should the adama automatically cover the ice when you already have that adama? Is there that people go on?
Again, no. I would have if not for ula, I would have said if you make adama on the shnoi. It's not like you're not planning to desire. You just don't want the bracha to go on. Or you're not thinking that the bracha is going on. It's like a stam. You have a blank slate in your mind.
Rashi says the cases where you made a mistake and you only had the fruit.
What?
So in such a case, the bracha has nowhere to go except onto the fruit, and it works. But in a case where you have a yarek and you have a create, so...
You know, that's Ulus Kiddush. Rashi says that's Ulus Kiddush, that the bracha goes on the soil and it does not go on the Zayas. What?
Why is that fish? You should just follow.
I would have thought if you make a bracha bari piyadama, then and you're planning to desire too, then presumptively it goes on everything.
But if it's b'diavad, the only thing on this, like why?
It's b'diavad, so you did b'diavad. You did the b'diavad thing. You should have made the bracha on the Zayas first, maybe.
Only if you go on to the Zayas, otherwise you'd be bracha matala. But here, if you go on to the Zayas,
okay, this is all after we know the Shagasai and after we know Ulu. But if I didn't know that, that's what Ulu's telling me. That's what Ulu's telling me. That a bracha on the Zayas doesn't pat to the Zayas. I mean, Rashi says that. Rashi says. It's not anything we're saying now. Rashi says, Beferish, the Chiddush of Ulu is that the bracha of the Zayin, I would have thought from the Mishnah, you make a bracha on the Zayin, we know you want to eat the Zayas too. So that would be, so the Zayas would be Nifta. In fact, if not for Ula, I would have been, maybe there would even be Lechatchila. Because we're saying now that when the Zayas is Nifta Mimel, you don't violate Mein Bechaisov. You only violate Mein Bechaisov if you make a Hadoma on an apple. You make a Adama on the Tznoin and the apples Nifta Mimela, you're not even violating Meir Bechaisa. So Ula would have said, So if not for Ula, I would have said, you have a Tznoin and a Zayis, make the Bracha on the Tznoin, the Zayis will be Nifta Mimela, and that'll be fine. Comes along Ula and his Mechadish, that doesn't work. When you make a Bracha on the Tznoin, other Tznoins are Nifta Mimela, other potatoes are Nifta Mimela, other Bar Piyadomas are Nifta Mimela. But the Bar Piyas is not Nifta Mimela. The Gaon says that's only because he didn't have the Zayis in mind. If, of course, if he had the Zayis in mind, it would be Nifter. But what I'm saying now, the Gaon means because then it's not called that it's Nifter Mimela, then it's called that I'm making the Bracha on the Zayis. But that's already B'diavad. So therefore, so Chacham is still not going to tell you that that's what you should do. You can make the Bracha on the Snoy and not have in mind the Zayis. Then you have two Brachas and there's no Lachnim. But to make the Bracha on the Snoy and have in mind that you're making the Bracha on the Zayis also, so yeah, you would get the mile of Chavit, but you would lose something much more important. You would be violating Dine Brachas because you're making Adama and the Zayis. You're not supposed to do that.
Now that Lefi, the Gaon, Rashi's performing the same, as an Ula's performing the same Havamina, being the Gaon, being the Shabbat Sariah.
Right.
So
right.
Rabbi yesterday was bothered how the Gaon is going to read the Mesa in the Gemara. But now that Kasha falls away.
Right. Now the Mesa is very expecting. Whereas in Mesa, you're supposed to be Baruch HaLatzonim, Baruch HaLatzonim, Baruch HaLatzonim, why is that only Kashan Ulu? It's Tamadli Sher. How you make a Baruch HaLatzonim, a Pater Zayis? You're violating Hilchus Brachas. You're making Adama on something that's supposed to be a Baruch Piyates. The Gemara itself is a Kashan in the Gemara. The Gemara is Mesa, it's a Kashan Ulu. Without Ulu, we'd be fine. But we have a Kashan Ulu. We have a Baisa, a Baruch HaLatzonim, a Pater Zayis. How does that Baisa altogether make any sense? Baruch HaLatzonim, a Pater Zayis. Aren't you violating the Din of Me'im Bechaisa? You're not allowed to make Hadamah an apple, a Chachilu? So the answer is, Il Moli Ula, I would say, no, I'm not violating Ilchas Brochas, I'm making the right Brochas, and it's not in the Zayis, and if to be Mela. That's not a violation of Me'im Bechais.
But it's a kasha ula because ula says it doesn't work. When you make the bracha on the stone, the zayis is not niftim mimela. So I said it's a kasha ula, but mitzad atzma the bracha is good. I found an interesting idea. I think a raya to the Shagas Aydah from the Bahag. The Bahag has an interesting lashon. This is in Siman Aleph in the Bahag. Ois ayin hey. I'm not sure if all the Bahags are broken up the same way. I was looking at it online. The lashon of the Bahag is as follows: Echad the kodim ubarach al pri ha'adama leynifter pri ha'etz. If you made the bracha and a bari pri ha'adama, it does not exempt the other food that's a bari pri ha'etz. Kid is not birach al pri ha'seila and bari pri ha'adama yotza. Meaning, don't say that it's like the Mishnah Birach Al Peres Ilan Peri Pi Adama Yotza, because that's only Davka the Nukat Invi Bi Yodi. That's only if you were holding grapes in your hand. Be Ishtili you Baruch Peri Pi Adama. You made it a Peri Pi Adama. So then the Mishnah says you ate with a Peri Pi Adama. Aval Bruchi Al Peri Adama. But if you made a bruch on the Peri and a Peri Adama, Le Mifteron the Eitz. It doesn't pass to the Peri Eitz. Elaboy Me'ein Bechaysof. You have to make the Me'ein Bechaysof. You don't have the lashon in front of you. It's Rashi's halacha. He's telling me Rashi's halacha that even though the Mishnah says if you make a bracha a bari pi adama and an eitz yoytze, that's only if you made the bracha and the eitz direct. But if you made a bracha, if you made a bari pi adama and an apple, the Mishnah says that you yoytze. Or you make a bracha and grapes, made a bari pi adama and grapes in his example. So the Mishnah says that you yoytze. But if you made a bracha and a bari pi adama, so you still have to make another bracha on the. If you made a bracha on a tznoin, for example, you still have to make another bracha on the zayis. As far as it goes, he's telling me ulus halacha mevarach hazeh v'chayzim mevarach hazeh. The Rashi explained that it's not like the Mishnah. The din itself is a straightforward din. It's the din of. It's part of. It's the full life of ula. When you have a tznoin and a zayis, you make the bracha on the. You could make the bracha on the. Like rather the bahag holes, you make the bracha protus and then the bracha klolus. Ula holds you're supposed to make the bracha pratis and then the bracha klalis, the eitz and then the hadama. But I guess he's talking if you did hechad the kadim, if you did it shalayk out of order. Yeah, I'm not sure if you read it into ula because the bag's reading of ula l'chayr is you make the high eitz and then the hadama. So I'm not sure what his makar is. I have to think it through. But the bag says the din is the din of Rashi. Lefir v'hag you're not. It all of a sudden got a little bit complicated. We know anyway that the Shitas of Ahag, Tosfos brought, is that you make always Ha'etz before Adama. So you're never supposed to be in the situation where you made a bracha on the Snoin first. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to make the bracha on the Zayas first. But what if you did it the other way around? You made the bracha on the Snoin. That's his Hechad the Kodim. Kodim means you did it Shalai Kazayim. Instead of making the bracha on the Zayas and then on the Snoin the way you're supposed to do, you made the bracha on the Snoin. Says the Bahag, you still have to make the bracha on the zayis. The bracha on the snoin does not part of the zayis. Lefi Rashi, that's mamash ula's din. I'm not sure lefi l'bahag, that's ula's din, because lefi l'bahag, ula meant you make the ha'etz and then the hadoma. So any of that needs to be thought through, but where the bahag got this from. But he says it anyway, he says the din. He says the din of Rashi, that if you made the bracha on the snoin first, it doesn't part of the zayis. Ayah bari pi adoma normally part of the pri'etz. So he explains, Alder Chashi. That's if you made the bracha bari pi adama directly on the apple. So then it patas. But here you didn't make the bari pi adama on the apple. You made the bari pi adama on the tznoin. So since you made the bracha on the tznoin, so it does not patter the zayas. As far as it goes, that's the din that we saw already in Rashi and Tosfos. And the din itself is not controversial. But it's interesting how he explains it. So if you made in this case where you made the bari pi adama not on the zayis, you made the bari pi adama the tznoin, so then he says you still have to make a bari pi eitz. Why? He says you still have to make a bracha pri eitz. He says his lashon is for here. Aval bruchi al pri adama when you made a bari pi adama on a tznoin and a pri adama le miftir in the eitz, that does not patter the zayis. The zayis still needs to have a bracha. Elaboi me'ein b'chosiv. You still have to make the bracha me'ein b'chosiv. Feel it going. The ikka hesber is because when you made the bracha on the snow, you didn't have the zayis in mind. You make a bracha on a tznoyin, we assume that you had other tznoyins in mind. Or even make a bracha on a bar piyadama, we assume you had all the other bar piyadamas in mind. We don't think that you had the priya eitz in mind. Feel the going, that's all it is. And which kind of makes a lot of sense, because you don't have a mind. But if you did have it in mind, then it would work. So the Bahar should have said, if you made a bracha on a priya adama, lay miftir and eitz, because you didn't have a mind, the bar piyadama. You didn't have a mind, the priya eitz. You only had a mind, the priya adama. So the default is, but that's not his lashon. His lashon is he made a bracha on the priya adama. It doesn't part to the priya eitz. On the priya eitz, you have to still make the bracha me'im b'chaisuf. It sounds to me very much like the shagasari, the way we explained it based on the Bach by Birchas Hareach, that the hasbara over here is because even though I made a bracha by priya adama, so if you make hadama on an apple, so you're really missing the me'im b'chaisuf. But tough luck. You're going to try to put in the Bein B'chayis if you make that Adam into a Bracha L'Vatala. But in a case where you made a Bracha, a Bein P'yadam at a Tznoin, so it's not going to be Bracha L'Vatala. It's good for the Tznoin. So now, you want it to pat to the Eitz, but where's the Bein B'chayis? So you still have to make another Bracha in order to chaperai the Bein B'chayis. So the Lashon, I thought the Lashon of the Bag very much corroborates the Shagasai, the way we were masbir the Svar of the Shagasai. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. I want to get the Tosfos. No, let's start Tosfos. They're all in Solomon. Let's start Tosfos. Alav Shem Bechisem Shav Vezok Tosfos Pirush Rashi Kain Snoin Vezayis Mishuv Ein Kain Machleikis Heim Shein Echad Poyter Is Chaveri Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Moide De Ein Adifus Beshivas Haminim Elam Vorech Al Eze Shiyitze Tchilo Hachovoloi Ve'achakach Yivorech Al Hashemi Chein Yesh Lefaris. That's the right way to learn. The Rabbi Yehuda Moide Lechachomim Hayol Vlei Pirush HaGemara Mutav shenayim sheyochad moedel rabim, ulei rabim moedel yochad. So Tosfos learns pshat. He seems to learn it into Rashi. Very hard to learn into Rashi. Nachos David says, but Tosfos al kapana learns pshat. The Rosh brings this pshat from Rabbeinu Shmaya. Rabbeinu Shmaya was a Talmud of Rashi. That Tosfos assumed that even in Ula there is apparently Tosfos seems to assume that even in Ula there is dinei k'dima. Mevarach hazeh v'chayzer mevarach hazeh, but one of them has to be before the other. And there's two possibilities. Maybe everybody agrees to make the bracha on the min shiva. Maybe everybody agrees to make the bracha on the chaviv. And the eizah shiyitzim is the chaviv. So Taisa says, it's more mestaber, since the Gemara doesn't say, so it's more mestaber that we're supposed to understand that you mevarach al zeh means the one that chacham prefer. But chayzim mevarach al zeh, then you do the one that Rabbi Yehuda prefers. So when is b'chayzim shavais? So then we have mechayzim chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you make the bracha on the chaviv. And the Chacham is saying to make the bracha on the Einei Chaviv. When it's Ein B'chayseim Shavas, and you're making two brachas, and now the question is just which one to make first? So Mevorach Hazeh, V'chayzim Mevorach Hazeh, then Rabbi Yehuda concede to the Chacham. Could have said Chacham concede to Rabbi Yehuda, but that's not Mestaber in the language of the Gemara. So therefore we have to learn that Rabbi Yehuda concedes to the Chacham that in this case, you make the bracha on the Chaviv first. Rabbi B'chayseim Shavas, Rabbi Yehuda thinks they're in Shivas first. But by when an issue of lahakdim, then Rabbi Yehuda holds you make the bracha on the. Then Rabbi Yehuda concedes to the chachamim that you make the bracha on the chaviv. So in chachamim it doesn't make such a difference. Chaviv across the board, chachamim prefer chaviv. But Rabbi Yehuda comes out that it's a strange thing that when it's b'chayseim shavos, Rabbi Yehuda prefers the min shiva. When it's ein b'chayseim shavos, Rabbi Yehuda prefers the chaviv. Right, it's very strange. Then he goes on. Rashi, the way Tosfos learns, this is Rashi is an akashim in atzad. This is not where Nachman David learns. This is part of Ulus Chiddush. Ulus Chiddush is that Ulus main Chiddush is that you have to make two brachas. Tosfos learns that's not the main Chiddush. That's another portion of make two brachas. Ulus Chiddush is which one comes first? Mavarach hazeh v'chayzu mavarach hazeh. First you make the bracha on the chaviv, and then you make the bracha on the einei chaviv. But we can stop asking Kasha, why are you making two brachas at all? Why is it different than the Mishnah and Daf Mem? So Rashi says, Rashi asked that question. Levarach al tzoyim lifter says ayis. Dotan le'el b'yuch al peres ilim b'yuch b'yadom l'yotza. V'tiris t'shayin y'hosim sh'ein shem el echad mino. V'to b'yuch b'yuch b'yadom. Aval ochag sh'b'yuch b'yuch b'yadom al tzoyim le'y potter es chaveru shu b'yuch b'yuch b'yuch. I feel a bit of the evidence. So the obvious question is, this is a very strange svara. What's the svara? What's the svara in Rabbi Yehuda? When it's mechaseim shavos, then Rabbi Yehuda thinks that means shiv is odd. When it's mechaseim shavos, all of a sudden the chavim becomes odd. Why does it change? Why does it change? By the way, the halacha lemaisa, this is what we do. After we filter through all the shittas and everything, like says, bottom line is, by bechisem shavas we marked them in shiva, and by bechisem shavas we marked them the chavim. That's how lemaisa comes out lahalacha. So, what's the pshat? So, the first thought would be to find some kind of svara that the mile of min shiva is only shayach by bechisem shavas. By bechisem shavas, there is no mile of min shiva. Yeah, we could maybe, we put our heads to it, maybe we could concoct this one. That the whole mile of Minshiva is only a mile when you're making one bracha and the shah is which one to make it on. So then, the Torah says make it on the Minshiva, not on the Eim Minshiva. But when it's Eim B'chesem Shalos, and it's only Shah Lahakdin, so maybe there is no such thing as Minshiva. Maybe there the Torah never said that there's a Kedimah to Minshiva. Then you just have to look at the which would you like more, which would be more Choshev, and that depends on Chavim. We could perhaps say such a thing, and not even so hard to think what the we know what lines it would take. I would say, well, min shiva is only based on a pasuk, and the pasuk is still telling me maybe ula holds that the pasuk is telling me dinim of where to put the bracha, but the pasuk is not telling me dinik dinim. So there are no so min shiva, therefore it doesn't play a role in dinik dinim. Chavim plays a role in dinik dinim because the one that you like more is more chashiv, and so that's just a chav. I mean, you can see the direction that we might go. The problem is that this assumes that by Ein B'chesem Shavos, there's no Mila to Min Shiva at all. Is that true, though? In other words, Koin Tav Yehuda, we're saying, what are we saying now? Koin Tav Yehuda, by B'chesem Shavos, you make the bracha on the Min Shiva. By Ein B'chesem Shavos, Chaviv is Odev. Rabbi Yehuda concedes to the Chacham that Chaviv is Odev. What if there's no Chaviv? What if you like them both the same? Or you hate them both the same? There's no chaviv. So, is there no preference at all in such a case? Or would we then go to the next mile of min shiva? So, I have a raya from Taisus later on. Taisus Amar of Yirmiyah. What's going on? The Gemara has that there's a man to Amar that b'she'em b'chesem shavas machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda also argued b'em b'chesem shavas, not like Ula. And the Gemara says pligi b'may pligi. The Gemara answers lahaktim. Which one should say first? And then it says the Omer Rabbi Yirmiyo, or Omer Rabbi Yirmiyo. Shai Rabbi Gers. Sorry, the Omer Rabbi Yosef. Sorry, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyo lahaktim. The Omer, that's how we have to get it. The Omer of Yosef. And it brings the Bryce about Eretz Chita, sorry, what happened, the Eretz Chita, sorry, and so on. Not a Bryce, the memory of Rav Yosef. Retainer of Yitzhak. So Taisi says, Pirish Rashi Vari Lefi Gir Sezu, Asi Hod Omer of Yosef, Kol Amukdom, Ki Rabbi Yehuda Dafka. That this Bryce, if the Gemara is bringing a Raya from the Bryce to Rabbi Yirmiyo, that means that the Bryce is talking about a case where there's a chaviv and a minshiva, and the minshiva wins. Because that's, according to Taisus, that's the issue. The issue is, Taisus says, I'll speak to Taisus, I'll tell you Taisus outside, then we'll see the Taisus again inside. Taisus said, Taisus is like this. The Bryce says that you're makdim the minshiva. Is the Bryce talking about when there's a chaviv and min shiva trumps it anyway? Or is the Bryce talking about when there's no chaviv? So when there's no chaviv, you go after the min shiva, and that could be according to everybody. Maybe even the chacham agree, when there's no chaviv, you go after the min shiva. So Taisus says to Machlekes, and it's totally how to be goyis in the Gemara. If you learn that the Bryce, I can't keep saying Bryce, this member of Rav Yitzchok is talking about when there happens not to be any chaviv, but there is if there is a chaviv, it may very well be that the chaviv is kaidim. So then, there's no raya from this memra to the shita that there's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chacham by Ein B'chesem Shavos. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda Chacham both agree by Ein B'chesem Shavos chaviv is odif, like ula. But this memra is talking about when there is no chaviv. If you you want to be good, it's the Omer of Yirmiyah. If you want to be good, the Omer of Yosef. That we bring a raya to the Chol Kaman Ula. We bring a raya that everybody agrees by Ein Bechesem Shavus Yimakim the Chaviv. Then you're going to have to say that the Braisa. Then you're going to have to say, I'm sorry, if we're going to say that the Braisa is talking about. If you're going to have to say that the Braisa is talking about. If the Braisa is talking about, even if there's a chaviv, you're mapped in the Minshuva anyway, then I see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and I see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Minshuva trumps chaviv. And that would be a raya against Ula. Because Ula Shita is that by Ein Bechesem Shavus, everybody agrees chaviv odif. And here I have a Braisa that says that by Ein Bechesem Shavus, there's a man da'amar who holds that Minshuva trumps chaviv. Which must be Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda argues even by Ein Bechesem Shavus. So then I could go as the Omer of Yosef. So let's put this. What did the chalkim? We don't know who it is because the Gemara brings two. The Gemara doesn't say who holds what. But there's a chalkim and Ulu hold the Ein Bechesem Shavus Nami Machlokes. Which is not like Ulu says that by Ein Bechesem Shavus Lukuli Alma Chodav Kedem. That place is learned. And the other Mandomer says that by Ein Bechesem Shavus, it's a machlokes. And Rabbi Yehuda holds min shiva adif, min shiva kaidim, and Chachamim say chavav kaidim. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Tosfos is going to machlokes. That's the machlokes Ula and the Chol Kaman Ula. By Ein Bechesem Shavus, Ula says chavav kaidim. Even Rabbi Yehuda can see the chavav is kaidim. And the other Madama says, that even by Ein Bechesem Shavus, when it's lahakdim, it's still a machlekes. Which one comes first, the chaviv or the mitshiva? So then the Gemara brings Omer of Yosef, or maybe the Omer of Yosef. And it brings a drasha, kolam muktam, zchaydim. So it says in this brisa that there's a k'dima to mitshiva. What is saying about that? It says that the yesh k'dima to mitshiva. It sounds like if you go to the Omer Rav Yosef, that we're bringing Rav Yosef as a raya to the Chol Kaman Ula. Because we must pligi my pligi la'akdim the Omer Rav Yosef. So Tais says, if you go to the, then we must be bringing this as a raya against Ula. Why is it a raya against Ula? Where do I see against Ula? It says over here there's a ma'alatim in Shiva. Okay, there's a ma'alatim in Shiva. That doesn't mean the chav is not a bigger ma'alat. If there's no chaviv, then you mark them in Shiva. But if there is a chaviv, maybe chaviv chaydim. So where in the world do you see, where do you see that any raya against Ula from Rabbi Yosef? So there's two possibilities. Possibility number one, that the Gemara knew that the Braisa is talking even if there's a chaviv. Even if there's a chaviv, in Shiva is chaydim. So you see that in Shiva trumps chaviv. This must be Rabbi Yehuda talking. And you see that Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Chachamim even by Ein Bechesem Shavus, even by La'akdim. Against Ula, that by that then lahakdim, everybody agrees chavav kaidim. Then I could be going to Dilmer of his. The alternative is to say that maybe Rav Yosef is not necessarily talking where there's a chaviv. If there's a chaviv, could be taka chaviv, that outweighs everything. May outweigh min shiva. The Rav Yosef is just saying there is a kedima to min shiva. Let's say there's no chaviv. You hate them both. It's peas and carrots. You hate them both. So then you, well, there's no min shiva, but then you mocked in the min shiva. But if that's the case, then Rav Yosef is not a, had nothing to do with Ula and the Chalukim on Ula. Because even Ula could agree there is a Ma'ilatim in Shiva. Ula is just saying Chavu is Kaidim. So then you have to take out the dollar and just because it's on Rav Yosef and it's a member of the Asma, and it really doesn't, it has nothing to do with the Machlokes before. Everybody can subscribe to this member of Rav Yosef. And for that matter, Tosfos says, this member may not even be going like Rav Yehuda. Because Chum also agree there is a Ma'alatim in Shiva. When there's no Chum, everybody agrees there's a Ma'alatim in Shiva. So there's no reason to think that this member is even like Rav Yehuda could go, be going even in the Chafamim. So it totally doesn't bear in anything before. That's how Tosfos presents it too. That's how he says Rav Shmaya is going that way. It has a side nafka mina that we pass like Chum or Rav Yehuda. But if this member is dafka going like Rav Yehuda, that's a big grounds maybe to pass like Rav Yehuda. If this price is not necessary, if this member is not necessarily going like Rav Yehuda, then our default thought is that the halacha should be like the chacham. Tosfos Taka speaks that out, and Rav Shmaya Taka holds the halacha like a biyudu, and this machlekes rishonim, the passing like a biyudu, the passing like a chacham, but also bears on this gears. That's the Tosfos. So my question is, what I want to point out is, you see from this Tosfos that it was pashutim that even according to Ula, when there's no chaviv min shiva is kadim. Taisa says that if this member is talking about when there is no chaviv, then it could go even according to Ula. You have to take out the dalit because then it's not a raya of the chalkim and Ula, and so on and so on. So it's mukhuk in Taisa. That even Ula, who says that chaviv is kaidim, that even Rabbi Yehuda concedes chaviv is kaidim, that's when there's a chaviv. But when there's no chaviv, so then min shiva is kaidim. The takeaway from here is that you see that even though Ula says that by Emich Hesem Shavos Chaviv is Kaidim, but that doesn't mean that there's no Milotim in Shiva. There's a Milotim in Shiva too, but Chaviv beats Min Shiva. By Emich Hesem Shavos, on the other hand, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? In Shiva beats Chaviv. That's much harder to explain this far. If both by Bichesem Shabbos and by Imichesem Shabbos, there is a Ma'alat to Chavav and there is a Ma'alat to Mishiva, there's a Ma'alat by Bichesem Shabbos to both, and there's a Ma'alat by Imichesem Shabbos to both. So then it comes out, the only difference is, how do we weight them? So by Bichesem Shabbos, we weighted that point of Yehuda at least, and I think we passed like a beauty. So then we weighted that Mishiva beats Chavav. By Imichesem Shabbos, when it's a Shayla Hakdim, so then we weighted the other way around, that Chavav beats Mishiva. That's bizarre. It would have been much easier had we said that by Emich Hesem Shavos there is no such thing as Minshiva. Minshiva is just a kosov, and it was only said by Bichim Shavos according to Ula. By Emich Hesem Shavos there's no such thing. So that would be much easier to explain. Yeah, by Emich Hesem Shavos, Rabbi Yehuda holds the pasuk anyway is chaviv. By Emich Hesem Shavos there is no pasuk. There's no Minshiva. All there is chaviv. That's easy to explain. But Taisus made our work much harder. Because Taisus tells me, no, there's a Maila to Minshiva by Bichesem Shavos, and there's a Maila to Chava by Bichesem Shavos, and there's a Maila to both by Bichesem Shavos. But what changes between Bichesem Shavos and Bichesem Shavos is which one does Rabbi Yehuda prefer? At Bichesem Shavos, he prefers Minshiva over Chavos. Some, if there's no Minshiva, he'll agree that you go down to Chavos. Even by Bichesem Shavos, there's a Maila to Chavos. It's even the only Maila, and it's even the top Maila. So by Bichesem Shavos, the top mile of Yehuda holds, the top mile is Min Shiva, Chaviv is the second best mile. And when it comes to Bichesem Shavos, the top mile is Min Shiva, the second best mile is the top mile is Chaviv, the second best mile is Min Shiva. And that's not how it says Aloch. I remember correctly, that's how it says Aloch. Because even though the Rashitas that we're not Makbid either way, the Roshals are not Makbid either way, but since we're not Makbid either way, we might as well be Macham like Tosfos, and according to Tosfos, this is how it comes out, and that's how the Shepes can make the Chaviv.
How do we know that this Mimra is meant to be going back on Ula and not just on the Rabbanon within the Chal Amar in the Gemara?
So why say that? If Ula holds that there is no Ma'alat Min Shiva by Emich Hesem Shavos at all, so why not say that's what the Gemara is bringing the right to? The Gemara has a Machlekes, one Ma'adomer said the same words as Ula. The Machlekes, Shibich Hesem Shavos, or Emich Hesem Shavos, or Barach Hesem, or Chesem, or Barach Hesem. Ma'am is like Ula. The other man though says, no, after Shem Bichesem Moshavos Machlekes. So it sounds like the same Machlekes with Rechafam. So the Gemara, so why didn't Taisus just say, when the Gemara then quotes Amar Rav Yosef, Taisus should have said, L'olam, maybe they were talking about here, there is a Chav. Maybe there is a Chav over here.
But it's still bit Amar Rav Yosef, because you see from here that Min Shiva is a Maila by Lahaktim. And if Min Shiva is a Maila by Lahaktim, then if and Rav Yehuda holds that it's a top Maila, so it should be the top Maila across the board.
No, I'm saying, as in Machlokas Ula and this other Amora, is how to be Mefarsh, the Rabbanan and Rav Yehuda. So, and all Tosfos is saying is that if you take out the Dalit, it'll be going within the Rabbanan. But who said it's within Ula's Rabbanan? Maybe it's only within the other Amora's Rabbanan.
No, Tosfos says if you take out the Dalit, Tosfos says if you keep in the Dalit, that's his Tosfos, if you keep in the Dalit, then the Gemara is trying to bring a riot to the anti-Ula team.
I thought it's a matter of bringing a riot to Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, not a matter of Ula versus the other Amora.
No. Not bringing a riot. How can you bring a riot to Ula Chomdet? No. The Brisa happened, the Rav Yosef's member, if he goes, it's a missing step, if he goes there, then you have to assume that we're talking about that there is a Chaviv. Well, if there is a Chaviv, why are you Makdim Min Shiva? It must be going like Rav Yehuda. That's the fact, that's what he says. That if he goes there, then the Brisa, it's just, you have to add this missing this step in the Hapshach Tosfos. You see, it's Meru in the Hapshach Tosfos. If he goes there, that means that we're, this is connected to this. That this is a riot to the Manda Omer Be'im Shiv Be'chishayim Not Shavas Nabi Machlekes. How is it a riot? It just says the Maila Min Shiva. It doesn't say it's the best Maila. It says it must be, because we're talking about even if there's a Chaviv and the member is saying, the Reisiv is saying that Min Shiva is the best Maila. Well, why would it be the best Maila? Chacham don't think it's the best Maila. It must be going with Rav Yehuda. If, on the other hand, you take out the Dalit, so then we're saying it's a member of the Atzmai. If it's a member of the Atzmai, then it could be talking about when there's no Chaviv. So then, when there's no Chaviv, then it could be going even like the Chachamim. But then it's not a riot against Ula, because Ula could also agree to that. When there's no Chaviv, there's a Malatim and Shiva. But my Achach is, why didn't Taisa say, La'olam, the Bryce is talking about, the member of the Yosef is talking about even when there is a Chaviv? Maybe it's talking about when there's no Chaviv. Maybe there's no Chaviv over here. And it could go like the Chachamim. But there's still a dip, because even if we're talking about over here when there's no Chaviv, but I see that there's a Maila to be Makdim Min Shiva. According to Ula, there's no such Maila being Makdim Min Shiva at all. When you're talking about Lahakdim, Min Shiva is nothing. And here it says that Lahakdim Min Shiva is something. So that's against Ula. It's like the Lama Dama. Once it's clear in Tosfos that the Nidoin between Ula and the Chalkim and Ula is not, is there such a thing as Min Shiva by Ein B'Chesayim Shabbos? There's for sure such a thing as Min Shiva by Ein B'Chesayim Shabbos. The Nidoin is, which one is stronger? Ula says Min Chavah is stronger than Kuli Alma. And the other Madama says, no, it's Machalik Sevi Nechacham, the same as by B'Chesayim Shabbos. Now, Tosfos is presenting us, there's two ways to read the Gemara. Tosfos, they hit the gears, they hinges on this. There's one way to read the Gemara, that the Gemara presented in Machlokes, Ula and the anti-Ula, right? It's Pligiba, who was it? Pligiba, I forget. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha and Rav Ami. One said like Ula, and one said against Ula. Now, so Tosfos said, and then the Gemara brings this memory of Yosef. So Tosfos is, so the question is, are you going as Dalit or not? So, that depends. If you go as Dalit, that means we're bringing a riot against Ula. We're bringing a riot that there's such a thing as Lahaktim. We're bringing a riot that there's a Machlekes if you don't come by Lahaktim also. Ula holds that there's no Machlekes by Lahaktim. We're bringing a riot against Ula, there's a Machlekes by Lahaktim. And we see that somehow this member that called a Muktim is that there's a Ktima to Min Shiva. Taisus asks, what's the Raya? Ula also agrees that there's a Ktima to Min Shiva. Ula just thinks that Chaviv is more, that Chaviv trumps Min Shiva. So Taisus says, if you want to maintain the Dalit, you have to learn that the Gemara knew the Rebbe is talking about even if there's a Chaviv, Min Shiva is Chaviv. I'm asking, why? Let's say, La'olam, maybe this member is not talking with this Chaviv. Doesn't say. Maybe there's no Chaviv. Say, if there's no chavav, all things being equal, kol ha-muktam b'posuk is muktam l'brach. But there's still a doubt. Because I see in this member of Rabbi Yosef that there's such a thing as lahakdin by min shiva. But according to Ula, by there's no such thing as lahakdin by min shiva. All there is chavav. The answer is it was posuk to Taisa. That's not true. Even according to Ula, chavav kaidim, that doesn't mean there's no such thing as min shiva. There's a ketima to min shiva too. It's just that chavav trumps min shiva. So it comes out according to Ula that by Bechisem Shavai Shakidu Dolz Min Shiva trumps Chaviv. And by Bechisem Shavai Chaviv trumps Min Shiva. And that's much harder to explain to Lumbus than had we been able to say that by Bechisem Shavai Chaviv is no Maile to Min Shiva at all. We have to have a story that'll give us there is a Maile to Chaviv both by Bechisem Shavai and by Bechisem Shavai. There is a Maile to Min Shiva both by Bechisem Shavai and by Bechisem Shavai. And yet for some reason Ula holds that by Bechisem Shavai Chacham think Chavav is better, and Rabbi Yehuda thinks Min Shiva is better. And by Bechisem Shavas, everybody agrees that Chavav is better than Min Shiva. Not that Min Shiva is nothing. If there's no Chavav, then Min Shiva is kaidim. But Chavav beats Min Shiva. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Chachamim that Chavav, we give more weight to Chavav than we give to Min Shiva. And Bechisem Shavas, they have the machlekes which one has more weight.
How do we know that in Bechisem Shavas, Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the Milo of Chavav?
That's the very not mistaken that he shouldn't, because we know by Ebechisem, at least going to Ula, by Ebechisem Shavas, everybody has the Ma'al of Chavav. So why shouldn't they have the Ma'al of Chavav by Ebechisem Shavas? Yeah, unless we come up with a svara that Rabbi Yehuda holds that by that Chavav is only a Ma'al of Mahakdim, and it's not a Ma'al of Ebechisem Shavas at all. Yeah, I guess that we could theoretically do. We could say that who knows, we've just proven in Taisus that everybody has the Ma'al of Meshiva, both by that. Chachamim have them, that there is a mile of Meshiva even by Ein Bechisem Shabbos. So we'll say, if you look the host, there's no mile of the Chavav in Bechisem Shabbos. Yeah, that's a very hard thing to do. We know Chachamim hold there is a mile of the Chavav even by we know Chachamim hold that there is a mile of Chavav in Bechisem Shabbos. It's the best mile. We know Rabbi Yehuda agrees that by Ein Bechisem Shabbos, Chavav is the best mile. But we're going to say that if you look the host of Bechisem Shabbos, Chavav is Ganesh. So that would be very hard. Not that this is not that what we have now is necessarily easy either. So that's the desirat. I'm going to stop here, but that's what we need. We need to have some hasbara in place for this. What's the svara to say that Minshiva is a mila by both? Bechisem Shavas, Ein Bechisem Shavas, and Chavav is a mila by both. They're both milas, but some of the weighting of the milas changes. Right? Bechisem Shavas, Rabbi Yehuda holds Minshiva is odif. And by Ein Bechisem Shavas, Rabbi Yehuda concedes to the Chachamim the Chavav is odif. How do we understand it? The other question on Tosfos Pshat is that Talmidim already pointed out is that Lefi Tosfos it comes out that Ula also has a concept of Lahakdim. According to Rashi, Ula doesn't have Lahakdim at all. According to Tosfos, Ula also has Lahakdim. He just thinks that the Lahakdim by Bechisem Shavas is different than the Lahakdim by Ein Bechisem Shavas. I mean, he thinks that the Lahakdim is Chavav Kodim. Yeah, you know, the Chavav is better than Min Shiva. But there is such a thing as Lahakdim. So then when the Gemara comes later and the Gemara brings this machlokes about these two amiraim and one held like Ula and one held not like Ula, and the Gemara says the Madoba is chalek and Ula. What kind of machlokes could it? According to Madoba that they are arguing by Ein Bechisem Shavas, plea even my plea. Why is it lahakdim? But the Gemara first thought of lahakdim now. Ula also has lahakdim. Ula's chiddush is that the Ula's are saying that by Ein Bechisem Shavas, everybody agrees to the chum of which one is lahakdim. The machlokes is only by Ein Bechisem Shavas. By Ein Bechisem Shavas, they all agree which one is kodesh. So the other Madomer says that the same way there's a machlekes by Bechisem Shavas, there's a machlekes by Ein Bechisem Shavas, which one to be machdim. What's that expressing surprise? Pligi, my pligi, and the Gemara says lahakdim. People were first waking up now, there's an edition issue of lahakdim. That's very strange. And if for some reason we learn that the Gemara later on, Taka didn't have the concept of lahakdim, so maybe the Ula also doesn't have lahakdim. Who told Tosfos to learn that Ula also has lahakdim? Why not learn everybody like the Rosh, that Ula doesn't have a preference at all? Seems that Tosfos held the Dovah Pashu, the Ma'ad, something has to be first. There's a first and a second. There's a Timur. So which one is Chayim? But something is Chayim. What's Pligi, my Pligi? So that also needs a husband. Those are two things. Somehow, even though Ula has a lahakdim, you makdim the chavav, but
But to say that you're after them in Shiva, that's a pliggy by my pliggy, that thing was really surprising. So anyway, these are the two things, the two, I think, the main parts of this.
How did you meet the Lashon of the Rav? And number two, what's the svara for this turnaround? I think the same Shabbos also, they're both milas. But which one is more milas? I'm not changing between the same Shabbos and the same Shabbos.